All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's not count this one since we don't know how it's all going to shake out yet this year. But starting in 2018, Isaiah Wynn and Sony Michel.
Boom.
That draft. Michel was productive for you, but, you know, there's a lot of other guys you could have had there. Absolutely, he was.
He had one little postseason run where he followed 46 to pay dirt.
And that was the last Super Bowl you ever won. So, yeah.
That was all about 46.
I remember that fondly. Sony.
You could have followed James Devlin through that postseason.
Maybe. But I thought Sony Michel did pretty well in doing that. And he did a decent career. It wasn't great, but he had a decent little career for you there. Other than that, you had Braxton Berrios, who didn't last, Danny Etling, Ryan Izzo, nothing really to write home about there. 2019, N'Keal Harry.
Boo.
Damian Harris, decent pick.
Was it? That didn't really pan out too much.
No, but he
stuck around
semi-productive,
for a while.
And he had a couple of good seasons.
Not as good as I thought he was going to be.
Got a couple of offensive linemen in Yadni Kajust and Yelda Froholt, who are both long gone.
Yep.
Jarrett Stidham was drafted that year.
He can spin it. He's still a big win yesterday for the Broncos.
Yes, he did. He didn't play in it, but
he celebrated.
He was there. 2020, mostly all defense to start that draft with Duggar, Uche, and Jennings, and he had the two tight ends, Asiasi, Dalton Keene.
Nada. Boo.
I was waiting for another boo there. Mike Onwenu, who may be the best draft pick on offense you've had in the last 5 years. Justin Heron, who's long gone. And Dustin Woodard, a center in the seventh round. 2021, Mac Jones.
Boo.
Ramondre Stevenson.
Yeah, well.
Better.
Hold on to the damn ball.
It's on this list, it's a grand slam.
Hold on to the ball.
Ramondre Stevenson, okay. And you had William Sherman, a lineman out of Colorado, who I think didn't make it out of camp. 2022, Cole Strange, your first
boo
round pick. Tyquan Thornton in the second round.
We'll see.
Nah, I think you can boo that one.
Boo already? He's still on the team. I feel bad. He might be listening.
Maybe. I mean, come on. And you know what? Actually, throwing deep to him and drawing those the pass interference, the most production he's
maybe
had.
Maybe we should throw deep a little more.
In a while. You should keep doing that. Let's see. Pierre Strong, the running back, whatever. Bailey Zappi, out the door. Kevin Harris on the practice squad. And Andrew Stuber, seventh-round offensive lineman. They always get these linemen in the seventh round.
That and everybody then thinks are going to be the second coming of something, and they're the first right coming of going home.
And then, of course, there was last year's draft, which had Jake Andrews, Chad Ryland, gone, City So, hurt. Antonio Maffey is around. What's Maffey? Is he hurt? I haven't seen much of him.
No, he's not active.
Yeah, I haven't seen him at all. Kayshon Booty, nothing really. Pop Douglas is giving you something, but the jury's still out on him. And that's it. I mean, really, that's it. You had a bunch of draft picks in the offensive line here in this past draft. We'll see if any of them end up panning out. So far, May hasn't played. Polk's been fine. Wallace and Robinson, I don't know. Baker's not getting on the field. And Joe Milton, I don't know about him either. So it's like, this is it. This is the reason why. This is the reason why you don't want to put Drake May on the field. Because you didn't draft well at the positions that could be either A, protecting him from oncoming pass rushers, or B, catching passes from him and, I don't know, making a play and scoring a touchdown. Like, that's the reason why you're hesitant to put him out there. It's because the team around him sucks.
It's a zero-star recruiting class. Like, literally, Ramondre Stevenson.
Other than Onwenu, maybe.
But he's not a star. How many Pro Bowls has he been to?
Onwenu, does he have any?
No.
No, okay.
That's my point. So, like, he's good, and I'm glad you re-signed him, and I think he's your best lineman, but he's not a star. So they have zero star. The closest thing you have to a star, I think, is Ramondre, and the fumbles are a bit of an issue, and it's about doing it consistent. If you're going to be a star, put up 1,200 yards rushing and 400 yards receiving, or whatever it is. Like, take it to the next level, especially now that you've gotten a contract. So, yeah, it's a zero-star offensive draft class going back to, well, first of all, who's the last star they drafted offensively?
The last star they Joe drafted Tooney? Offensively. It could be Tooney. It could be, I don't know, James White.
James White, Gronk. Like, yeah. I feel like we're going back forever. Guys that are retired doing podcasts. Like
Tooney might be, yeah, that might be a good answer, I think, Tooney. He's still out there playing at a high level. I'd say
at a high level. He never gets hurt. Takes every snap. But
position player, like a skill position player, I have no idea. I mean, really, I did Gronk. You might be right there. At wide receiver, I don't think they're at Deion Branch. You know,
like, oh Deion, yeah.
You got to go way back for that.
That's 2002.
Yeah,
that's 22 years ago.
It's the last time you drafted a good wide receiver.
Holy.
Well, man. Malcolm Mitchell was good and he got hurt, but still, you get the. Well, gist.
But it wasn't a good draft pick because part of the reason you drafted him there is because he had a bad knee and everybody knew it.
Right.
And then the bad knee ended up derailing his career.
Yeah.
So he wasn't really a great pick.
No, he wasn't. They
Lord,
haven't had
really
many of those.
Think of it.
Yeah.
It is bad.
It's bad.
And it's bad, too, where it's everything. The linemen, bad picks.
Yep.
For the most part. The receivers, the tight ends, like, none of them hit. You screwed up. You tried to get a first-round draft pick as a running back. Nope. Didn't work. He was not a first-round running back. You could say you might have liked.
Yeah. No, he wasn't even the best running back in his college team.
Right.
Yeah.
So you've blown left tackle. You've blown guard. You've blown wide receiver. You've blown tight end. You've blown running back. You've blown quarterback. You've blown every position.
Busy couple of years there.
Relax. No, I'm being serious, though. Like,
I know.
So don't tell me they, well, you know, he had there was a hole in his swing for receivers. Well, yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
But the hole also included tight ends and running backs and quarterbacks.
And
like,
offensive
everybody.
Linemen, yeah.
You couldn't draft offense.
Nope.
You know what's, you know what we got
is,
now,
this is
though?
The result. This is why you can't put Drake May on the field.
Christian Gonzalez.
Yes.
That's your best star draft pick, fingers crossed, that you're building around. Young star player and Drake May.
I'd say Barmore, too, if he wasn't, you know, out.
Yeah, but even he's out.
He's out.
Like, there's even like a little asterisk next to him now because, I mean, I know
might
nothing.
Might end up being a big one.
I know nothing about blood clots. Yeah. I have no idea. I know David Andrews went through it and he came back. I'm assuming Barmore is going to be back at some time, but I'm not a doctor. I really have no idea what that means.
All right, 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Let's go to the phones, talk to our good friend Steve in Fall River. Hi, Steve.
How are you? I think over the last 5 years, I've talked to Andy more than you, Christian, Lucky Andy.
Yeah.
And I think I wore people out because I do wear people out. They tell me it's the same old thing.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
It's the same old thing I kept telling you people about, the draft. Okay, Steve, everybody has a draft, but I want to play a little game. I want to play a little game here. If you at home called in Sports Talk Radio, if you're a host and you said to me or counted me by saying, well, everybody misses on the draft, please open your car door, slam your hand in it. If you said to me, well, they always pick high in the draft, and no. They always do good, and they can only in the bottom of the first round, open the door and slam your hand. If you said to me, well, they do good in some areas, but they only got a hole in the wide receiver, open the door
and slam your hand.
That was the proverbial radio version of slamming your hand. You're gone. What was his point?
I don't know, but I liked it. It was like
did people say that to him recently?
When he's like, when I say open the door, y'all say slam your hand.
one of those old school
call and response thing going on there is what it seemed like.
Except nobody was responding.
It's like I was at a De La Soul concert there for a second. Anyway,
but I don't think anybody said those things over the last 5-6 years. I feel like there was definitely some of those things said in the transition from the back end of the dynasty or the back end of the, they're always picking near the bottom, or it's wide receiver, but in the trenches, he does a good job. And there were, we definitely missed on Shaq Mason.
Shaq Mason, we missed Julian Edelman, too. I mean, he skipped over there.
Julian Edelman, I don't know how much, they didn't know what he was going to be. And as he himself said, all it took for him to get a shot was one guy leaving in free agency because he hated Bill, another guy murdering people, and another guy to tear his groin. Three people had to go down. They had three people they liked more than Julian Edelman. So don't tell me they drafted Julian Edelman to be a star. They kind of lucked into that, and you know who knows that? The head of the Games with Names podcast, Julian Edelman.
Yeah, I was going to say, he admitted it himself.
Thank you! I mean... Can we just call a spade a spade?
Yes, although he did impress. He was good when he that whole. Remember that whole thing with Wes Welker when he went in and played, and they were like, remember Lou Gehrig or whatever the guy's name is.
Yeah, but the guy this summer did it, and people wanted him to stay, and I don't even remember his damn name.
What guy?
The little white guy that came in the preseason and had a couple returns, and people like Zoe were like, oh, this guy's Willis?
Oh, David Wallace.
Wallace.
David Wallace, that's right.
That happens every summer. They don't always stick around, and actually, it took what Edelman said, three guys that they had to go through first before, okay, Edelman, you get your shot. And then they come up smelling roses, and he turns into one of the clutchest postseason performers in the history of the sport.
Yeah, that is what happened. 617-779-7937. I don't even know if I should take this call.
Why?
Chuck's in Beverly with a thought on the Red Sox. Go ahead, Chuck.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, Chuck.
Yes, Chuck, you're on.
Okay, great. I want to be very short about it. This is the end of the season for the Red Sox, and I'm sure, people like Will Fleming are going to say if they, talk about meaningless games and, that or spoilers or something like that, which they really can't do because they're just playing the Blue Jays in the Rays. But anyway, these last six games are very important, not just to try to get in. They still have a shot at the third wild card, but they also have a shot at having a .500 season, which means they have to win three games or more. You know what I mean? I think
why
four
is that,
games
Chuck,
would make
why
it
is
in.
That really important that they have a .500 season?
So snarky jerks like Will Fleming wants to say, they have a shot at actually being the last in the division also.
I see. Okay, thanks, Chuck. A lot of shots at Will Fleming there.
Yeah.
And very, just angry.
Unwarranted.
I didn't know.
Snarky jerk? I feel like Will is very supportive of the Red Sox.
I think so,
general.
Too. Yeah, I don't know.
And optimistic at times when some of the rest of us are not.
I don't hear a lot of Will Fleming hate. That was the first Will Fleming hate phone call. Yeah. Honestly, you should wear that as a badge of honor.
Seems misplaced.
Hey, whatever. If they don't hate you, then something's wrong. Someone's got to hate you.
I don't know if that's how that works.
I don't know. Who hates Joe Castiglione? Does anybody
hate
Joe
Castiglione?
Nobody.
We've talked about this.
Does.
Joe Castiglione and Mike Gorman.
And Gorman, yeah. And,
it's actually a badge of honor that you're a Hall of Famer.
Right, yeah. I mean, people hated Jack. It was definitely other opposing fans hated Jack.
Right. People hate you. People hate me.
Definitely
I don't know that that's
hate
good.
Me. Oh, yeah, for sure.
So,
I don't know. Could be worse. 617-779-7937. Let's take one more call here before the break. Matt is in Rhode Island. Hi, Matt.
Hey, what's up, guys? Just on Jerry Jones being the GM, I just think it's funny that he gave all the money to Dak and the receiver, CeeDee Lamb. If you guys remember that playoff game against Green Bay where they just basically, right in the first drive, they basically were at each other. So, they basically gave up. I don't know why that's going to work, but Do you think Bill Belichick did no coach has ever taken over midseason? So you see the Cowboys, Philly, and I really would like to see him go to the Jets, but do you think that could ever happen?
Yeah, Matt, you must have missed the Bill watch because we discussed
it. Awesome.
We discussed this during Bill watch.
Slow motion Bill watch.
Yeah, slow motion.
Has it never happened?
What?
A coach has never taken over midseason?
No, that's happened.
I feel like it has.
I mean, it's usually interim coaches.
It's usually right? people that it's are there that get the bumped up, get, and then they keep it.
Right, yeah.
And then usually the team regrets it and fires that guy in a year or two.
Yeah, when's the last time? Oh, how about Jeff Saturday? Right? Jeff Saturday was was working. He wasn't part of that team.
No, has there never been an example of an out-of-work coach taking over a team in season?
I guess Saturday wasn't a coach at the time. Yeah,
like it happens in other sports. It happens in baseball. Happens in basketball. I'm assuming it happens in hockey. I can't necessarily think of it happening. And who else would you rather have it happen to than the greatest coach of all time? It takes special circumstances for these things to happen.
Yeah, that's
He's
true.
He's a GOAT.
Mm-hmm.
Although, Matt, thank you for bringing that to my attention, that it's never happened.
Yeah, no.
He'll watch.
Yes. I can't believe he missed that. Matt, you got to go back on the Odyssey app, the rewind feature.
Yeah, if you missed Bill Watch.
It was awesome.
It happened today at 3 in the 3 o'clock hour. I forget exactly what time. But it was magical in the production. My God. I mean,
awesome.
He'll watch.
It doesn't really get too much better than that. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. The Kansas City Chiefs won again. They beat the Falcons. They're the new Patriots. They just keep on winning. We'll get to that with your phone calls next.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.